U.S. Army ship bound for Gaza to build port, enable aid deliveries. By Simon Kent on March 10, 2024. The U.S. Army has dispatched a ship to send humanitarian aid to Gaza. Central Command, CENTCOM, confirmed on Sunday, days after President Joe Biden vowed to build a temporary pier to supply the coastal enclave. The General Frank S. Besson left a base in Virginia and is now on its way to the eastern Mediterranean laden with equipment for construction, AP reports. The Logistics Support Vessel, LSV, is the largest powered watercraft in the United States Army. It is designed to give the Army a global strategic capability to deliver its vehicles and cargo. Named in honor of General Frank S. Besson Jr., former Chief of Transportation, U.S. Army, these ships have bow and stern ramps and the ability to beach themselves. The Pentagon said it could take up to 60 days to build the pier with the help of 1,000 troops, none of whom would go ashore and enter the disputed territory. The Sea Corridor is backed by the European Union together with the United States, the United Arab Emirates and other countries. The European Commission has said UN agencies and the Red Cross will play a role. As Breitbart News reported, officials were not clear whether U.S. troops would be deployed to help bring the infrastructure to fruition. One official said that we are not planning for this to be an operation that would require U.S. boots on the ground. But the U.S. Army had previously said such an idea would take 2,000 troops. Gaza had a small port, which was destroyed during the war. Hamas used it to launch terror attacks on October 7. Israel has explained repeatedly that there is no limit to the amount of aid that can enter Gaza, and that the limiting factor is the United Nations' lack of capacity to distribute the aid, most of which is stolen by Hamas terrorists. A ship belonging to Spanish aid group Open Arms and carrying 200 tons of food aid was expected to make a pilot voyage to test the corridor as soon as possible, said spokesperson Linda Roth with partner organization World Central Kitchen. The ship remained at Cyprus port of Larnaca in what Roth called a quickly evolving and fluid situation. Israel has not voiced any opposition to the plan to build a seaward-facing point of humanitarian aid, saying it welcomed the sea deliveries and would inspect Gaza-bound cargo before it leaves a staging area in nearby Cyprus. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.